Dean, and number 13, the Thompson Twins, and You Take Me Up. That's the highest new entry. Number 12 is Nick Kershaw's Wouldn't It Be Good. 11, Nana's 99 Red Balloons. And at number 10, Kool and the Gang with Piano. Oh, all right, Joanna. Number 9, the highest jumper within the chart, up 20 places, Depeche Mode, People Are People. It's good, that. Number 8, Break Machine, Street Dance, that's last week's number 3, up 15 places at number 7, Shakin' Stevens and A Love Worth Waiting For. Up 3 places at number 6, it's Sade and Your Love Is King, and up 2 places at number 5, it's Galaxy and What Do I Do. Up 10 places at number 4, then it's Culture Club with It's a Miracle. Just 3 records to play, really. Here's number 3. Who said best half hour of my show? I know Maximum Music and Minimum Jones. Bananarama up 5 places at number 3, and here's the number 2. It's raining, girls. It's raining weather, girls. Causing a big splash near the top end of the chart. From 5 to 2.
Hi, hi. We're your weather girls.
Rogers, I would think, possibly for being number one next week. That's the Weather Girls, and it's raining men, and yes, he's still there. Lionel Richie, the soppy one, the Barry Manilow of music, he's still number one. Top of the chart for the second week with Hello. Live from Shropshire to Shropshire on 299 metres, medium wave, 1017 kilohertz. This is Sunshine. The time is 6:30, news time.
Striking miners are warning that they're planning more French-style motorway protests. Today they forced police to close a 12-mile stretch of the main A1M in South Yorkshire after they drove their cars at 5 miles an hour in all six carriageways. And tonight the leaders of the railway men are calling for an urgent meeting of the big industrial and transport unions to find ways of stepping up support for the striking miners. Here's our industrial editor, Neil Mainland.
150 miners' cars choked the A1M between Wadworth and Blyth in a snail's pace blockade modelled on the French lorry drivers' action last month. The miners say it will happen again, and Yorkshire leader Jack Taylor is blaming the new style action and any picket line violence on the police.
People are getting very frustrated because they won't let them talk to people.
Meanwhile, there are signs that the miners' picketing is paying off, with warnings of domestic coal supplies running low. In Scotland, there may be only a week's stocks left, and in the Midlands, some foundries say they could soon lay workers off if they don't get supplies. And the NUR and ASLEF rail unions have called on other workers to extend the action by giving more support for the miners throughout industry. But there are also protests about the miners' style of mass picketing, and NUM executive members who want a full national ballot have been meeting this afternoon to step up pressure. Four miners are also staging an underground sit-in at Hem Heath Colliery in Staffordshire, and they say they won't come up until a ballot's been held.
We're staying down here until we get something off our union executive member that gives us a bit of faith.
The coal board says the miners' action has stopped 134 pits working today, with 38 working normally.
Mrs. Thatcher is warning civil servants that the government can't function unless they can be trusted to keep secrets. The warning came as the Prime Minister faced questions in the Commons over the jailing of civil service defence mole Sarah Tisdall. Mrs. Thatcher rejected Labour's allegation that the government is in a sorry state if it's jailing people for telling the public what the government's doing.
I do not believe any government can carry on its business unless it can trust those in the civil service.
The Yorkshire Ripper, Peter Sutcliffe, has been moved from Parkhurst Prison on the Isle of Wight to Broadmoor. The reason for his transfer is described in a Commons statement as being due to a decline in his mental health. From Westminster, Richard Bestick reports.
The Home Secretary's decision has been prompted by a number of medical reports on Sutcliffe's deteriorating mental state. However, the timing of the transfer is likely to anger many MPs who believe Sutcliffe should have been moved to Broadmoor long ago. Indeed, there was a long-running debate shortly after the mass killer was jailed in which six psychiatrists accused the government of sacrificing him to public opinion. Then, as now, doctors argued Sutcliffe was a paranoid schizophrenic. They even say that was the case before Sutcliffe was brought to court 3 years ago. The defence counsel at the trial said Sutcliffe committed his 13 murders after hearing the voice of God. But until now, the government's blocked a transfer, saying it wasn't in the public interest. Richard Bestick, IRN Westminster.
Sunshine Radio.
Mirror in the bathroom, please don't freeze.
Make them like that anymore. What a shame. That's The Beat and Mirror in the Bathroom from the summer of 1980. And of course, they came along last year with Can't Get Used to Losing You. And that did just a bit better in the chart. But I'm beginning to bore you, all these things about charts and whatever. You watch the mail come in now, what I've done to poor old Lionel Richie. And I bet poor Amanda is a bit worried because she's got Lionel Richie in her top 10. Amanda from Astley Cross doing your second half of the top 10 tomorrow between 6 and 6.30, Amanda. I promise I will play it in full and I won't muck about with it. I was just in the mood for a bit of mucking about today and poor old Lionel there was on the receiving end of it. Promise I'll do it properly tomorrow. So if you like the record, you can hear it at least at about, I don't know, 6:15 tomorrow without me mucking it about. If not before that, because I'm sure the jocks during the day will want to play it as well. It's just me, as usual, getting very naughty. Anyway, a rerun on the news quiz questions for today. The three questions are, which Yorkshire motorway was hit by miners' action today? That's question one. Question two, name the civil service defence mole over whom the Prime Minister faced questions in the House today. And question three, where has Yorkshire Ripper Peter Sutcliffe been transferred from today? Those are your three questions. It's a write-in, so it's Tuesday News Quiz, Sunshine, P.O. Box 299, Ludlow in Shropshire. Also doing the puzzle, the brain teaser as a write-in. And I must confess, I got some strange answers to the one I set last week. Where's last week's? Hang on a minute. There it is. If tyranny, this is the one I set last Tuesday, giving the answer to now. If tyranny amounts to nothing and monarchy to 1100, what is democracy worth? I had some amazing answers to that. Most of them were wrong, only about two of them were right, and well done to Dave in Ludlow who got it right. So a prize going to you, Dave, for teasing the old brains. And he knew what the answer was. And I haven't given you the answer yet, have I? I don't know whether I will. If tyranny amounts to nothing and monarchy to 1100, what is democracy worth? Well, if you take out all of the letters that don't mean anything in Roman numerals, you're left with 1100 for monarchy, because M is 1000 and C is 100. And in democracy, it works out to 1700. So that's the answer, you see. 1700, that's what democracy is worth. That was an absolute swine of a question last Tuesday. You'll probably be relieved to hear that today's isn't so bad. 5 years ago, this is the Tuesday teaser for today. 5 years ago, a man was four times as old as his son. When his son's present age has doubled, the man will be twice as old as his son. What are their present ages? Tuesday Brain Teaser, Alan Jones, Sunshine PO Box 299 Ludlow in Shropshire. That's the address. Not only for the teaser, but also for anagrams. Limericks. I've forgotten about the limericks. I was looking for some limericks. And I did have a thought, and what I wanted you to do, if you can, was to try and get limericks that rhyme place names in Shropshire, like, there was a young lady from Stretton, or something like that. Have a think about that and drop them in the post to me. You know the address by now.
Thank you.
thought I'd gone away, hadn't you? No such luck, I'm still here. Gary Newman, music for Chameleons. What, Karma Chameleons? And before it, A Flock of Seagulls. Don't Look Up. Wishing if I had a photograph of you. Actually, I was going through the mail. I've got some amazing top tens. I can't wait to do these top tens. You picked some great records. It's a very strange lady from Telford. One of the letters, what have I done with it? I've got letters all over the place here. And I don't know what, hang on, it's that one over there. That's it. Yes, I put it down, which is always a mistake, because I'm usually quite a mess. The most amazing letter, I can't really understand, first of all, who it's from. But it's from Telford. Nothing wrong with coming from Telford. From Woodside, not Brookside. I do believe there actually is a Brookside in Telford, isn't there? But not the one on the television, of course. It's better than the one on the television. I know it's from Ros Willis. I like your top ten, Ros. And I also like the most amazing literary style there. If I was scoring it sort of marks out of 10, I don't know whether you get very much. Punctuation's a bit strange. Groveling's pretty good. You scored 10 for groveling, about 2 for punctuation. And as for your top 10, I'd say it's pretty good. And put it in the bag, Ros, and we'll see what happens on Thursday, because it's part 2 of Amanda from Astley Cross's top 10 tomorrow. If you want to hear your 10 favourite records played on Sunshine, no problem at all. This is the station that'll do it, you see. Between 6 and 6.30, Monday and Wednesday, and Thursday and Friday. We have 2 a week and play 5 a day. Complicated? This station? Complicated? Of course it is. Pick your 10 favourite records and also throw in one that you hate for luck, so I can play some of it and then destroy it. A bit like what I did to Lionel Richie, really, wasn't it, today? I'm going to get slain for that. I know I'm going to have to pay for that, but not to worry, I can stand the pressure. Right, send it to Favourite Top 10, Alan Jones, Sunshine, P.O. Box 299, Ludlow in Shropshire. You're bored with the address now. I've said it so many times. I must set a competition, I suppose, at some time in the future, just to determine how many times this disc jockey reads the address in an hour. I'm getting as bad as Jeff Brown. Oh, no, nobody's as bad as that.
Sunshine Radio.
Paul's TV services of Ludlow and Denbury Wells for the cheapest television and video rental in the area. Just listen to these examples. New 20-inch non-remote colour televisions from £7.65 per month, whilst 22-inch models start at just £8 a month. And if you want to record your favourite programme or see a good film, our video prices are unbeatable. Betamax videos start at £12.75 a month, or a VHS recorder for only £15 per month. Video rental at Halls also gives free membership to their video library, with 800 Betamax titles and 200 VHS, available from 50 pence a day. Beat that. Halls TV services at 12 Team Street, Tenbury Wells, and Shop 1, Charlton Rise, Ludlow. Telephone Tenbury Wells 810095 or Ludlow 4550. For incredible TV and video rental, you just can't beat Halls.
You live in Brimfield, Alderton, Richards Castle, Ashford, or even Ludlow, then you should use us. Overton Service Station, Hereford Road, Ludlow. Telephone Ludlow 2808. We're owned by Gravel Hill. Overton Service Station offers petrol sales, used cars, and they carry out accident repairs for all leading insurance companies. Overton Service Station do servicing and have spares and accessories for most makes of car and are open 7 days a week as well. Telephone Overton Service Station on Ludlow 2808. Overton Service Station, Hereford Road, Ludlow, where you and your car are still important.
That was Jim from Cyril Basin's in Craven Arms telling you what Cyril Basin is selling these days. But we thought you'd rather hear it straight from the horse's mouth. Oh dear, perhaps we'd better do it without you this time, Cyril. Okay then, here goes. Grow bags, £1.85. 25 kilograms of Growmore fertilizer, only £3.50. 60 litres of Levington compost, £4.99. Wolf Tools and Johnson Seeds. And Cyril Basin also stocks all your garden needs by Murphy's, Gem, Fison's and PBI, all with 20% off the recommended retail price. There's always a huge range in stock, so why not go along and see for yourself? Cyril Basin, Stokesay, Bankhouse, Craven Arms. Ring Craven Arms 2761.
For the the best attention that your money can buy. Let Tyndale Garden Machinery Centre replace your time-expired grass-cutting machinery with a new Honda, Mountfield or Westwood. Tyndale Garden Machinery Centre will demonstrate the machine of your choice on the acres of grass here at Burford and guarantee you don't buy a pig in a poke. For keen prices, the Westwood offer of free accessories and to try before you buy, come along to Tyndale Garden Machinery Centre at Burford and they'll let you mow their grass before you mow yours. Don't forget, they'll also service your existing garden machinery and also stock McCulloch chainsaws. You know where they are, at Treasures of Tenbury in Burford, or ring them on Ludlow 810816. That's Tyndale Garden Machinery Centre for all your garden machinery needs. Sunshine Radio.
Thank you. Tracks by Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Before it, Simple Minds up on the catwalk. Loud Records, Shropshire? You want Loud Records? We got them. Anyway, that brings us to the end of the prog today. It's all from me, Alan Jones, saying thanks for your ears, and I'll see you tomorrow. Usual time, 4:30. Well, that's it for Sunshine for today. We've come to the end of our transmissions this 27th of March, 1984. Sunshine Radio is now closing down until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning when Colin Cook, a revitalized and refreshed Colin Cook, will burst into your eardrums like a firework display of sound, a sheer spectrum of sound from Sunshine. What's all this rubbish that's been written here? Oh, have I got to read this nonsense? Anyway, Colin Cook is starting our day tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. and Sunshine is closing down until that time. All that remains for me, Alan Jones, to say is on behalf of the presentation and technical staff of Sunshine, a very good night. Good night.
Sunshine Radio.
Sunshine Radio's programs have now finished for the night, but our transmitters remain on the air 24 hours a day. We broadcast 7 days a week on a frequency of 1017 kilohertz, that's 299 meters medium wave, channel 55. Our mailing address is Sunshine Radio, P.O. Box 299, Ludlow in Shropshire. Our daytime on-air telephone number is Tenbury Wells 811-306. Sunshine Radio is an independently operated station broadcasting to Shropshire.
Sunshine Radio's programs have now finished for the night, but our transmitters remain on the air 24 hours a day. We broadcast 7 days a week on a frequency of 1017 kilohertz, that's 299 meters medium wave, channel 55. Our mailing address is Sunshine Radio, P.O. Box 299, Ludlow in Shropshire. Our daytime on-air telephone number is Tenbury Wells 811-306. Sunshine Radio is an independently operated station broadcasting to Shropshire.
Sunshine Radio.
Sunshine Radio's programs have now finished for the night, but our transmitters...